Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about the events of Surrey. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right, you're looking very colourful this morning.
Oh, I went for the really colourful jacket this morning. I thought spring is here.
Yeah.
Ignoring everything else, I'm going for the multicoloured jacket.
Absolutely. Lovely weather at the moment and plenty to see and do in the county.
Absolutely. And also the Guildford in Bloom competition has been launched. You see, you can get your entry form, so that's why I'm a bit floral.
I see.
I was doing
the
Guildford in Bloom.
Got it now.
It's the only time it ever comes out, usually, when I'm doing something at Guildford in Bloom. Okay, we've got to start thinking Easter. We're just a month away from Easter.
My goodness, we're not long away, are we? No.
We're not, and it's better that I start doing it now, because some things you have to book, some you don't, but you might want to get planning as to what day of the week you're going to do all of this. First off, this is, we've just been talking and saying, it's this time of year and Halloween when all the stupid words come out, the made-up words.
Absolutely, extravaganzas.
So here we go, we've got an Easter extravaganza at Bockett's Farm. Thank you, Bockett's. That's one of my favourite places. There's so much to do for the kids. It's brilliant. And, of course, it's lambing season. So you go along, they've got a great big new barn, which is amazing, which gives you really good views of the animals. And they've got a lovely shepherd called Martin. And you might actually see one being born. It's fantastic. And then they've got lots of baby chicks and ducklings in their small animal village. And there's a fun Easter stamp trail, which may have a bit of yummy chocolate at the end of it for each child. So again, thank you, Bockett's, full of sugar, and we'll take them home. Lovely. They've got an Easter craft corner as well, and there's a disco den in at the end. There is, of course, all the usual wonderful stuff like the goat milking, the tractor rides, pony rides, and the pig racing, which is hysterical. So that's all over at Bockett's. RHS Wisley do good Easter stuff. They've got Easter Family Fun that's on from the 5th to the 22nd of April. So regardless of when your children are on Easter holidays, there's plenty to do. And of course, their partnership is with Lindt Chocolate.
Oh, right. You mentioned the word.
I know. Hop through the garden with family fun at every turn. Face painters, storytellers, sew and grow, puppet shows, and a spring trail to discover the garden's hidden displays. Lots of Easter fun each day. So come for a family day out. The garden's open from 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. at the weekends and doesn't close till 6, because there'll obviously be lighter in the evenings when those clocks go forward, and it's just normal garden admission. At Guildford House Gallery, we've been a bit deprived of exhibitions for a little while because there was going to be some building work done, and it's not, so it wasn't planned in. But we've got an exhibition coming up from the 6th to the 27th of April called Little Riots. Now, this is just going to be in the garden room, so really easy to access. You don't have to go upstairs, and it's totally, totally free. Now, it's a wonderful exhibition of tiny, highly detailed ink drawings and paintings and ceramics celebrating pattern and ornament in our natural and man-made world. And it's all by a lovely artist. I've seen her work before, Rachel Bone. And everything is all about patterns. And then on the 18th of April at 11:30, they've got a session with Rachel, which is ideal for children aged 4 to 6, where you're looking at the paintings and talking about all the patterns that they see and, you know, having a little go at it and things like that, and telling stories about each painting. So that's something free to do, because I know these holidays do get a little bit expensive after a while. National Trust never disappoint. There's lots of things going on, and I'll get round those in the next couple of weeks. But Dapdune Wharf has got a Wind in the Willows trail. So their story is that their barge has been lost, and they suspect that Toad of Toad Hall has taken it. So you have to go and follow a trail where you meet Toad, Ratty, Mole and Badger and find their missing barge. And I'm sure there's chocolate involved there somewhere. The trail runs from the 6th to the 18th of April at Dapdune Wharf. And of course, National Trust, their partnership is with Cadbury.
Right.
So other Easter eggs are available, as they say.
Other chocolates available.
Chocolates available, absolutely. Near to home here at Brooklyn's Museum, they've got the big London Bus Museum Spring Gathering. I do like a good red bus.
So
I know they come in other colours, but I do like a good red bus. This is on the 7th of April from 10 till 5. Usual admission to Brooklyn's, and of course you can go around the whole of Brooklyn's as well. It's not just the bus bit. And it is the South East's biggest and longest running bus show. How about that, then?
Indeed, yeah. And you can go on bus rides as well.
Really, really good for all of the family. There'll be up to 200 visiting buses and coaches, old and new, from London and all over the UK. Heritage bus trips and a big selection of stalls, collectors markets and family entertainment. I love a bit of Brooklyn's museum. And I love this even more. I think I've mentioned this before. It just goes to show how much I love it. Chocolate fair at Denby's. I mentioned that one.
It's a bit of a theme today, Sonia.
Chocolate. It's, that's on the 7th of April from 10 till 4. And on the, yeah, that's from 10 till 4. Award-winning chocolates, local and national chocolatiers, and some wine and chocolate pairing. So different flavours of chocolate will taste different when you drink a glass of wine. I can try that. What I'm really impressed with at the moment is a lot of the children's books and children's TV cartoons are being brought to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And another reason why I really love it, it means there's an awful lot for those little ones, like toddlers and just above that, to get them into theatre. That it's something I really, I'm so pleased about. And this next one is the book Zog. Zog's a Dragon. And it's a Julia Donaldson book, Who Bought a Scruffalo. So a lot of the kids will know it. This is on the 8th and 9th of April. They've got matinees, 11 o'clock in the morning on the Tuesday. Various times during the day. Nothing goes on later than 6 o'clock at night. So all within bedtime, which is great. And children under 16 is $16.50, so maybe a bit pricey. Adults, $18.50. The story of Zog is he's a dragon, and he's at dragon school, and he's really, really keen to get a gold star all the time. And he tries really hard, but he always ends up bumping himself and burning himself and doing all sorts of silly things. But in the end, he gets the princess, because he makes friends with the princess. And then they meet the knight, and will he fight the knight or not? I'm not spoiling it, but it's a lovely story. It's really funny. It's all written in rhyme, and they've all got all the characters, so that's really good, and it gets kids into theatre. Slightly more serious note now, and this is another thing in terms of theatre that I've seen a growth in for new plays. There's a play put on by Guildford Fringe in the back room of the Star called And Before I Forget, I Love You, I Love You. And it's all about, it's a solo play. The artist is called Pip, and he's best known for lots of solo performances where he does Adolf and Chaplin and Maggie and Churchill and all different people. But this particular play is a very moving and affectionate performance about the devastating effects of Alzheimer's. And that's become a really strong theme coming forward in some of these new works. It talks about it not only for the sufferer, but on the family and friends and carers. The artist Pip is renowned for his ability to break the fourth wall and speak directly with the audience. But there is a big PS on this, take tissues.
That was all right.
Yeah. I think it's going to be one of them. Back to Easter now, Leith Hill Place. If you want to prep and do some really nice Easter decorations, they've got an Easter floral wreath workshop coming up. It's on the 8th of April from 11 till 1. Tickets are £30, but that does include all your bits that you need, so you don't have to go and get anything. It's run by local florist Vicky from the Surrey Hills Florist. So all materials included, plus a cream tea. What's not to love?
I mean, indeed.
Frankly, to buy a wreath, you're looking at £30 anyway. And you can have a couple of hours of fun as well. So she'll go through everything. You're using lots of natural products, hay, straw, other fresh seasonal products. And you can have it hanging on your wall and go, I made that.
Indeed.
Now, I'm interested in this because we've done a lot of work in the past with Way and Aaron Canal, and we've now met the lovely guys from the Basingstoke Canal. So we've got two lots of canal boats on our books now, which is really good. And I love their imagination when they come up with stuff, the special themed ones. Now, to be fair, Basingstoke Canal boats are slightly smaller. So you do, if you're interested, you've got to book quickly. But they're doing a murder mystery, Murder on the Canal.
Wow.
And it's on their boat called John Pinkerton II. And you meet at Coat Hill Odeum, just by Hook. It's £25 and that includes your dinner.
That's good.
And this is all run by a wonderful group of volunteers. So you help to solve this interactive murder mystery set in the late 1930s on the Basingstoke Canal on board the John Pinkerton. Specially devised for this trip, the event will be performed by the Hampshire Theatre Group. Period dress is encouraged, but not essential. It's approximately a 3.5-hour return trip, and it includes a fish and chip supper. And the boat has a licensed bar and a toilet. All trips are crewed by trained volunteer members of the Basingstoke Canal Society, and the skipper is certified by the Marine and Coast Guard Agency. Proceeds benefit the society, which works to safeguard the canal for the future. So, good night out. That
sounds a great idea. What a unique
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely wonderful.
I wonder where they put the dead body.
I wonder if they'll interact, because they'll go through a few locks, and I wonder
yes,
if it's going to be
connected
to the locks. Mm. Because when the other guys do it, when Wei and Aaron do it, and they do sort of Easter bunnies and Christmas, you get on the boat, and then the character, whether it be the Easter bunny or Father Christmas, gets on a lock.
There'll be clues along the way, won't there? Yes.
I expect so, yes. And knowing them, because they're so involved in the local landscape, that will probably come into it as well. But yeah, it's going to be lovely. I think that'd be a really good one. I really want to go to that. Now, for those who love Guildford Book Festival.
Oh, yes.
You sort of have to wait right the way through till October. Oh, no, you don't. We have a Spring Readers' Day. It's taking place on the 13th of April. Now, it has sold very well, but there are tickets left if you're interested at guildfordbookfestival.co.uk or by popping into the tourist office. Now, it takes place on the 13th at the Guildford Harbour Hotel, so a really nice setting, and that's from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and full tickets are £43. Now, if you love reading the latest fiction, then this is a day not to be missed, and you can spend the day in the company of some of Britain's best-loved authors as they share their stories, their experiences, and their inspiration. The price also includes a light lunch and refreshments, so it is a good bargain. Now, the people that you will be meeting will be Senny Glenister. She's written a book about Mr. Doubler, daily visits by his housekeeper, and there's also Elizabeth Noble. Her book is Love, Iris, and she's been part of the Richard and Judy book club on TV as well. Her previous novels are The Reading Group and Things I Want My Daughters to Know. Sophie Hannah, she's just written a fourth novel from the poet and crime novelist based on Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot. Lucy Foley, she's got the Sunday Times bestseller, The Hunting Party. Erin Keller, her latest book is Stone Mothers. Marianne Kavanagh and Prue Leith.
Oh, Prue Leith.
So
right.
You can get all the Bake Off gossip
indeed,
as well.
Indeed.
So really good bunch of people, and it's very, very interactive. There's lots of book signings go on through in the day. They talk, and it's quite an intimate atmosphere, so they're talking away and you've got opportunity to Q&A and just ask them, like, you know, where they get their inspiration from and all that sort of stuff. They're usually paired up, so like Sophie Hannah and Lucy Foley are paired up together, and Senny Glaister and Elizabeth Noble paired up together, and it's usually because they work on a similar genre. But it's a great fun day. Reader's Day at the actual festival sells out just like that. It's one of the best things. So they've just experimented with the Spring Reader's Day. It has been selling incredibly well. There's no rubber walls there, so we can't squeeze more in after the numbers have gone, and there's not that many remaining. So I suggest you get onto guildfordbookfestival.co.uk and book yourself a slot.
What a good idea. Well, Diana, as usual, a great variety of stuff to do, and thank you for that. We look forward to talking to you again next week, and if people want to find out more...
Well, if you're in Guildford, come and see the team at the Tourist Information Centre on the High Street, opposite Sainsbury's, or go to visitguildford.com, and it's all on there.
Thank you, Diana. See you next week.
See you next week, Ben.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.